Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Tate. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al Tate. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Usher. Batting third. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Shokes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Lipke. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Al Lipke. And now, play ball. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball four. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitehead moves to second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from Lakeman and he is out, Usher applying the tag. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a pop-up towards third. Usher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lucan. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Lucan steals second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tate, and towards Handley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lucan moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes takes first base on ball four. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay takes first base on ball four. Shokes moves to second. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Usher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corbett moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Corbett. The throw from Sockled and he is safe. Corbett steals third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Usher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman takes first base on ball 4. Corbett scores. Usher moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Usher scores. Vollmer moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sockled is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockled is 0 for 1 in the game. Sockled takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Sockled moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sokold scores. Elliott moves to second. It's Pirates, 2, Reds, 2. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shokes hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clay. The throw from Sokold and he is out, Cox applying the tag. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine pinch hits for Burgess Whitehead. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Gustine now playing second base. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Corbett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Hetke now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hetke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lakman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lukon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lukon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lukon. The throw from Sockold and he is out, Cox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Benny Zinterra now playing third base. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hetke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hetke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shokes takes first base on ball 4. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clay bunts towards the mound. Tate fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shokes moves to second. Johnny Hetke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hetke bunts towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Shokes moves to third. Clay moves to second. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Corbett hits a fly ball towards right. Elliott catches it and throws to home to double up Shokes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin strikes out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Zinterra reaches second base with a double. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Zinterra moves to third. One out. Al Lakman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zine Terra scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lucan hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hetke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sokold hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.